Public, then private, now public again. What's the computer company Dell up to anyway?
They're in a more stable place right now. It's a matter of striking while the iron is hot.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Molly Wood. Dell is going public again later this year, just 5 years after it did the opposite and went private. Back then, company leaders decided they had to retool in order to survive. Making the personal computers that, you know, every other kid in your dorm had probably wasn't going to cut it. Dell and its future are the topic we chose for quality assurance. That's when we take a second look at a big tech story. Clint Finley is a reporter with Wired and has written about Dell.
Historically, Dell has been a company that's been focused on personal computers, so desktops, laptops, but that market is no longer growing. I'm not sure it's fair to say it's collapsing, but because of smartphones and tablets, it's just not a hot market anymore. So Dell has had to retool itself to keep growing, and where it wants to go is to become more and more of a provider for large data centers, so selling things like servers. In order to do that, they wanted to go private in 2013. So that they would have less scrutiny from the public market and really be able to focus on retooling, addressing new markets.
And did they do that? Do they have something that, you know, public investors are going to say, like, yeah, let's buy that stock?
They've definitely made some big changes. They spent $67 billion buying a storage hardware company called EMC. And that was a record-breaking acquisition, the largest technology-related acquisition at the time in 2016. But on the other hand, there's still a big challenge coming from cloud computing, things like Amazon and Google and Microsoft's cloud computing offerings that could still disrupt the lines of business that Dell is engaged in now.
Yeah, I mean, Dell makes servers, as you mentioned. Is there an argument for them to be getting into the cloud business, or are they so far behind there that it's better to cede that to Amazon and do something else?
Yeah, they're pretty far behind there, and other attempts to try to get into that market have not gone well for other companies. For example, HP, which ended up abandoning its own cloud ambitions and just reselling Microsoft's cloud services instead.
You know, this is sort of the opposite of what a lot of tech companies are doing right now. Some other tech companies have been burned by going public. Why is Dell doing this? Do they just need the capital? Is it easier to just say, we're going to get this money from the market?
It's probably a little bit of that. I mean, any company that's going public, that's generally, you know, they need more capital or they want more capital to do things. As far as why now, as opposed to a year ago, 2 years ago, or 2 years from now. So part of it was the EMC acquisition. That was 2016. That was a big acquisition. So it took some time to integrate that company. They're in a more stable place right now, as opposed to waiting when the issues with cloud computing that could eat into their profits or revenues in the future have come up. It's a matter of striking while the iron is hot.
There's a lot of scrutiny that comes with being a public company. What does Dell have to do to sort of prove to the market that, you know, they're ready for prime time, that they're doing this?
I think delivering solid revenues, showing that they've diversified away from desktops and laptops, which they've actually had to release a lot of information into the public over the last few years. So they've sort of reported in a similar way to a public company. So there's actually a lot of information out there about their position right now. I do believe they're already on the way to achieving that.
That was Clint Finley, a reporter for Wired. So what's Dell going to do with all that money it gets from investors? One hint might be a move it made last year when the company said it would spend $1 billion on the Internet of Things. That could mean everything from smart homes to smart cars to factory floor robots. You can find all of our coverage on the Marketplace Tech podcast. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
If you use an Amazon Echo, we have something pretty fun for you to try out. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, and you'll get a new explainer every weekday from me and Kai Rizdahl. While you're there, you can also request new topics for me and Kai to explain. And of course, don't forget to also say, play Marketplace Tech.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.